Take that one against North Huron. 5 yards. Wildcats will move up 5. Have the ball now. Again, 1st and 10. 1st and 10 from Mayville on the North Huron 44-yard line. Out of the shotgun. Quick handoff up the middle. And a big stick there by North Huron. 54 coming through there big time for the Warriors. Andrew Pichette, as he puts a lick on number 45, Zach Leffler, the ball carrier. I kind of felt that up here, Josh.
180 pounds. That's a big hit. I wouldn't want to take that either.
Yeah, he put a lick on him. So it's going to bring up a 2nd and short now for Mayville. 2nd down and 2. The ball now on the 40-yard line of the Warriors. Mayville's having some sack success in a quarterback keeper. And close to the 1st down on the keeper by number 12, Jared Hoag. Let's see how they mark it. Might be pulling the chains out on this one. Right now it looks like just a little bit short, but our head linesman's going to pull the flags out.
North Huron did their best to stop him. Built a wall right around him.
North Huron, the interior line's looking good, and you know what? It's tough because you're watching Mayville. They're running a lot of interior. There are a lot of cross patterns that they're running. Hoag's turning back left to right and doing some keepers. I mean, as a linebacker, you've got to keep an eye on everybody, but most importantly, you've got to keep your eye on that football.
Yep.
And Mayville does a really nice job here of crossing the ball and doing the fakes.
Yeah, you can't even tell.
No, they're splitting receivers out to get 2 more players out of it. So in 8-man football, that leaves you with 6 guys on defense who've got to make a decision. And most of those guys are down on the line, so you really got to rely on your linebackers when they do that. Good play calling here by the Mayville Wildcats. Here in the 1st quarter with 5:13 to go in the 1st quarter.
As we're marking the ball up, we're going to take a quick commercial break. 5:13, Goose Eggs on the scoreboards right now on Cruise 102.
Hi, this is Dr. Cheryl Canfield. There's nothing like autumn in the thumb. The harvest is in full swing, and the trees are turning into beautiful colors. We look forward to getting together with family and friends and being thankful for all we have. Soon, however, we will be looking at the approach of winter and the flu season. Studies reveal that a simple flu shot can protect you and your family from the inconvenience and loss of work or school influenza causes. Take the time to see your doctor or healthcare provider and get a flu shot. This is Dr. Cheryl Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by a healthy Michigan.
Back at Warrior Field here at Kindy for the North Huron Warriors and the Mayville Wildcats. Looking for a 1st down. Got a couple yards to go here. Number 12, Jared Hoag, out of the shotgun. Takes a handoff on the right side. Drives it up the middle. And enough for a Wildcat 1st down. Well, they're chipping away, Josh, a little bit at a time. I mean, they're not beating up the Warriors at all. They're getting a yard here or two there. Here we go. Out of the shotgun again. Snap handed off to the 45. Zach Leffler, the running back for Mayville. Leffler is going to break a tackle or two and pick up about 5 or 6 yards. And that'll bring up a 2nd down and 4 for the Wildcats.
Yeah, these short chipping away games working so far. North Huron has the more aggressive approach to start the game going on both 4th downs, but they're just slowly taking yards as they can on the running game so far for Mayville.
55, Marcus Adams into the game for the Warriors on the line. Warriors looked like they were going to blitz on that, and I think they did blitz. They caught him right at the line.
Big pileup on him.
Number 12, Jared Hoag, took the ball of the shotgun. It looked like he was going to keep it, and then a quick handoff to the left side to Zach Leffler. Leffler picks up a little, but that blitzing linebacker of the Warriors getting through there and catching him right at the line. And that'll bring up a 3rd down for Mayville. 3rd down and about 4.
Right on the 35-yard line, 30-yard line.
Wildcats over the ball. Quarterback out of the shotgun, a low snap. Grabs it and a great fake handoff to Zach Leffler while the quarterback keeps Jared Hoag took it off a left tackle with a great fake. And he pulled that ball right up off the grass on a low snap to save that play and brings up a Mayville 1st and 10.
Maybe it's the dark uniforms, but you can't see the ball.
They do a great job of faking those handoffs. A lot of practice. Coaches put a lot of time into that. So here we go now, 1st and 10 for Mayville on the 24-yard line of the Warriors. Hoag out of the shotgun, looks to the right side. Quick pass to number 20, Nick Phillips. Phelps got it in his hands and is going to drive for a few more yards and will be close to another Mayville first down.
The senior Matt Koth there with the wrap-up along with some help from the other North Huron defense. Getting them within the red zone there.
Nice catch and run there by number 20, Nick Phillips of Mayville. And looks like we'll be about a yard and a half short here for Mayville of the first down. So brings up a second and yard and a half for Mayville. They're knocking on the door right now on the 15-yard line of the North Huron Warriors. Out of the shotgun, same play that we just saw, yes. And the Warriors said, not again. Number 90 in on that one for the Warriors. Number 90, Brandon Bruce, and number 93, Tom Toner, all 6'3", 250.
Now we're catching on.
Man. They were trying to run the same play that they ran two plays earlier just before that pass play to Nick Phillips. So that's going to bring up a third down and the loss of about a yard, about third and four for Mayville. Hogue out of the shotgun, quick pitch,
fumble.
And over pitches the back. Warriors dive on the fumble, and let's see how they mark it. What are the officials saying? The officials are pointing. It is a North Huron recovery. Number 88 gets the fumble, Quinn Duda.
Great effort from him, diving on the ball.
And the 5'10", 150-pound senior picks the ball up for the Warriors, and that was a good stop. Great call there on the defense with the blitzing linebackers coming in on the Mayville Wildcat running backs and quarterback. So it'll be first and 10 for North Huron. Hand off to the right side. Number 19, Mike Craig. Got some room with the 40, breaks a tackle. And the wheels, 40, 30, 20. He's going to run it all the way down for a Warrior touchdown. North Huron on the board on their homecoming.
What a run.
Wow, that's about a 70, 80-yard run there around the right end for number 19, Mike Craig.
And will look to be about a wrap up at the 45-yard line. He just kept on going, turned on the gas.
Well, with Mike's earlier run, he might have 100 yards already here early in here in the first quarter. A minute 37 to go. Here we go for the point after. Trashby takes the snap, hands it off to the fullback up the middle. And they're going to be short. The Warriors come up short on the point after. But what a run, coming off a fumble recovery. Number 88, Quinn Duda, comes flying in to get that ball, and it slipped out of the halfback's hands. And we got a player down for Mayville.
North Huron strikes first, 1:37 on the clock. We'll be back with more after this.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the drop zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the drop zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no drop zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the drop zone.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Welcome back to Warrior Field. If you missed that score there, that was about an 80-yard run by number 19, Mike Craig, on that first play off the line of scrimmage as they came back on a number 88.